system for vocal texture for 90s inspired darkness in Ableton Lev 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes. Intermediate level. Let's build a repeatable setup you can drop into any project. Alright, picture classic 90s jungle. The vocal isn't the lead singer front and center. It's atmosphere, menace, punctuation, little bits of human ghosts trapped inside breaks and bass. That's what we're making. And we're doing it as a system. Three lanes that each have a job, plus a return for dub throws, and then we print it so it feels like that committed samplerero workflow. Before we touch effects, quick mindset shift. Build a vocal hierarchy. One element is the message. Usually that's your stab or shot. Everything else is weather. That's your ghost layer and your dub throws. If you get that right, mixing becomes easy, because the parts aren't fighting for the same role. Step 0. Pick your vocal source and prep it. You want character. Spoken phrase, whisper, MC snippet, film dialogue, radio, anything with personality. And keep it short, 1 to 4 bars is plenty. If you've got a long recording, highlight the best phrase and consolidate it so you're working with a clean chunk. In Ableton, drop the vocal onto an audio track and name it Vox SRC. Go into the clip view, warp on. Set warp mode to Complex Pro to start. Complex Pro keeps intelligibility while you find the timing and pitch you like. We're going to get grimy later. For now, you want control. Now create your three texture lanes. Duplicate the source track twice so you have Vox Ghost, Vox Stabs, and Vox Dub FX. And yes, color code them. It sounds boring, but once your project has breaks, bass, edits, and returns everywhere, color is speed. Speed is vibe. Lane A. Vox Ghost. This is your main haunted bed. It should sit behind the breaks, living inside the groove. In a good drop, you don't hear a vocal. You feel a presence. Start with clip settings, because character begins before effects. On Vox Ghost, switch the warp mode to texture. Set grain size around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Bigger grain equals more smear and ghosting. Set flux around 10 to 25%. Flux adds instability, like the sample's not perfectly held in memory. Now pitch it down. Try -3 to -7 semitones. Don't overthink it. Just find the point where it turns ominous but still has human shape. Now the device chain for Vox Ghost. First, EQ 8. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz. Get it out of the sub and low bass world immediately. If it's harsh, dip around 2 to 4 kHz a few dB. That's the pain zone that clashes with snare crack. Optionally, a tiny bump around 300 to 600 Hz can add chest and weight, but be careful, because that area also mutters fast with re-space and reverb. Next, auto filter. Set it to low pass 24 dB. Put the cutoff somewhere like 700 Hz up to 2.5K, depending on how hidden you want it. Resonance around 0.8 to 1.3 gives that slightly vowel-like edge. Then use the envelope with a small negative amount, like -5 to -15, so it subtly sucks and breathes rather than just sitting still. Now add LFO movement. Amount 10 to 25%, rate synced at 1/8 or 1/4, and set phase around 180 degrees. This is one of those little old-school tricks. It helps the layer feel wider and more alive when you combine it with other elements. Next, saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. And here's a coaching note. Compensate after the saturator. Don't just pull down the track fader and call it gain staging. Use the output of the saturator so you're judging tone. Not louder sounds better. Then hybrid reverb, hall or plate, decay around 2.5 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds, so the vocal stays slightly forward and the reverb blooms behind it. High cut around 4 to 7K. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz, so the reverb doesn't fill your mix with sludge. Mix 10 to 25%. Subtle. This is haze, not a cathedral. Finally, utility. Width around 120 to 160%, but if it goes facey, back it off. Set the gain so it's felt, not heard. Seriously, if you can clearly follow every word in the drop, it's probably too loud for this style. Quick check for your hierarchy. Mute Vox Stabs, if you have any in yet. Does it still feel creepy? If yes, your ghost is doing its job. Then mute the ghost and see if your stabs read as hooks. The goal is separation of roles. Lane B. Vox Stabs. This is your punctuation, your threats, your callouts that answer the snare. Old school isn't 40 microchops. It's a few iconic moments placed with intent. On Vox Stabs, warp on. Choose beats mode or tones mode for that robotic, samplerish flavor. If you use beats, set preserve to 1/16 or 1/32nd, transient sawn, and bring the envelope tighter, around 60 to 90%, so it's punchy. Now chop. You can do this by slicing the audio with cuts, or by placing warp markers and consolidating each hit into its own clip. The point is, each stab becomes a playable little object you can move around fast. Now the device chain for Vox stabs. Start with gate. This gives you that hardware sample tightness. Set threshold so it clamps the tails. Return 0 to 20 milliseconds. Hold 10 to 40. Release 30 to 80. You're shaping it so the stab doesn't smear into the next drum hit. Then redux for crunch. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction around 10 to 14. Dry slash wet 15 to 40%. The trick is to hear the texture, not destroy the consonants completely. Unless you want full crushed radio villain, then go harder. Then saturator again. Dry 4 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. Same rule. Output compensates so you're not tricked by loudness. Then auto filter, set to band pass. BP12. Put the center somewhere like 800 Hz to 2K. Resonance 1.2 to 2.0. This is how you get that telephone stab that cuts through without being wideband loud. Then compression, either compressor or glue. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 ms so it lets the transient through. Release auto or 80 to 150 ms. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on peaks. You're controlling spikes, not flattening life. Placement tips. Jungle style. Put stabs on off beats between kick and snare. Hit bar 4 and bar 8 turnarounds, and one of the best spots, just before the drop, like a warning shot. Extra swagger trick. Nudge a stab 5 to 15 milliseconds late so it sits behind the snare. It instantly feels like hands-on sampler timing. Also, call and response without new samples. Duplicate one stab, change pitch by plus or minus 2 to 5 semitones, change the band pass frequency, and place one slightly late. Now you've got a conversation from one source. Very authentic. Lane Seed is your dub throw world. We'll set this up as a return, because it makes you mix like a dub engineer. You don't drown everything, you throw moments into space. Create a return track named Arvox Dub. First device, echo. Sync on. Time at 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 35 to 65%. Filter it. High pass around 250, low pass around 4 to 6K. That's how you stop the delay from eating your low end and fizzing out your top. Add a little modulation. 5 to 15% for wobble, optional tiny noise for grit, then hybrid reverb after echo, decay 3 to 8 seconds, high cut 4 to 7K, since it's on a return, mix 20 to 40% is fine, then saturator after the reverb, this is a big one for the vibe, distortion after reverb makes the tail feel burnt, like you printed it through hardware, drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on, then equalizer cleanup, cut lows below 200 to 350, notch harshness around 2.5 to 4K if needed. Now use it like a dub engineer. Automate the send from Vox stabs and maybe Vox ghost into our Vox dub. Do single word throws. The last word of a phrase. The last stab before a fill. The answer to a snare. Make the effects events. Not a constant wash. Advanced coach move. Make the ambience duck itself. Put a compressor on the return. Our Vox dub. And sidechain it from the dry vocal. Not the drums. So when the word hits, the return tucks down, and when the word stops, the tail blooms up. That's the classic word pops forward, tail blooms after behavior, and it saves you from over-automating. Now we commit. Resample for authenticity and speed. Create a new audio track called Vox Print. Set its input to resampling. Solo Vox Ghost, Vox Stabs, and include the return throws you like, then record 8 to 16 bars. This is where it starts feeling real, because you're no longer babysitting 12 devices. You've printed moments. Now chop your printed audio into arrangement-ready clips. Intro Atmos. Pre-drop tension pieces. Drop ear candy. Breakdown resets and tails. And for extra spice, try warp modes on the printed clips. Repitch gives you tape-style pitch with tempo changes. Texture with tiny grains gives haunted artifacts like time-stretched VHS ghosts. Next, make it sit with breaks and bass. This is critical because DN bead is dense. First, sidechain, subtle. On Vox Ghost, and sometimes on the return as well, add a compressor sidechain from your drum bus or break track. Ration 02 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 ms. Release 80 to 180 ms. You want 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. Just enough so the snare stays king. Then EQ carving. Keep vocals out of the sub. Below 150 to 200 Hz should be mostly gone. Watch 200 to 400 mud if you have a heavy reese and reverb tails. And if your snare lives at 2 to 3K, Don't fight it. Dip the vocal there. You'll feel the groove get louder without actually turning anything up. Do a quick mono check early. Throw a utility on the master and hit mono for 10 seconds. If the ghost layer disappears, reduce width and consider a more mono-safe whitening method. Here's a mono-safe whitening option you can use. Create another return called R Micro Whitener. Use the plain delay device, not echo. Set left time around 12 to 20 ms, right around 18 to 28 ms. Feedback 0. Dry slash wet 100% because it's a return. Then EQ it. Cut lows below 300, cut highs above 7k. Send a small amount from Vox Ghost. This gives you perceived width that collapses more gracefully in mono. Now let's talk arrangement. Jungle context. At 160 to 170 BPM, here's a classic flow. Intro, 16 bars, ghost only, filtered breaks, lots of air. Build, 8 bars, introduce one or two stabs, slowly open the low pass a bit. Drop, 32 bars, keep stabs sparse and intentional, do occasional dub throws at phrase endings. Breakdown, 16 bars, print a long tail, repitch it down 3 semitones, filter sweep it. Feels like the room gets darker. Second drop, same identity, but add a new chopped rhythm, like call and response with the snare. Arrangement upgrade, plan effects sentences across 8 bar blocks, like punctuation. Bar 2, short slap. Bar 4, longer throw. Bar 8, the longest throw plus a pitch drop. That gives progression without new samples, and the pre-drop vacuum trick. Classic tension move. One bar before the drop. Cut the dry vocal lanes. Leave only a printed reverb or delay tail. High pass it upward so it thins into silence. Then hit the drop with a dry stab. That contrast sells impact every time.